Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! Oh my god, that hurt. That hurt so bad, Pete. My name is Hartzell, the redoubtable, my esteemed, sexy client to the left, Peter James Jamal Sweeney. This your KC Morning Show, Peter! Happy Monday, baby boy!
Happy Monday. Never been described as sexy this early on a Monday, but I'll take it. Good morning.
Woo.
It's a good day to be a Kansas City, and if you're just waking up, rainy, little wetness in the morning here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Want the real feel?
Give me that real feel, the slippery and slidey wet real feel. Take it away.
Real feel is exactly what the temperature is right now, which is 75 degrees around your mid-morning. I'm gonna close this advertisement here.
Pete, man, come on.
High 80, low is 70.
There's got to be like a meteorologist website you're subscribed to, right?
Teresa's Pieces advertising was... which is a delicious candy, but it's not going to help me with the weather. That's the problem. High 80 today, low of 70, so it's cooling down. Thunderstorms are likely. Winds north to northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 80%. Be partly cloudy on Tuesday.
Like it's going to rain.
High 88, low of 72. A cool down that we needed. It looks like the temperatures will be in the 80s or so for the foreseeable future. So it's been hot, but we can call this a mini cold front, if you will.
In fact, we will.
So that's going to be good. You know, it's been roasty out there. And so I'm pleased that the temperatures are going to be dropping. Dare I say, it's better pickleball weather.
And that's all that matters.
Which, you know, I like.
Do you have any weather hot takes? Because the last few shows, you've been really given some of this quality meteorology.
I don't have a hot take right now. I mean, I just would say, look, it's one of those days. Don't be that person. If you're listening to this show, right, grab your umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't have one, grab your raincoat. Might not be raining now, but it might rain later, 80%.
These are the facts.
That's close facts to 100. Only. If you round that up, it's 100.
Well, now you lost me.
You know, if you only have 50 and 100 to choose from,
I'm so lost already.
Round up to 100%. Anyway,
so
look, it's good to be back. Good to be working again. Training camp's in full swing. What a time in Kansas City. How was your weekend?
Oh, man, what a time to be alive. If you couldn't tell from the beginning of our show, it's going to be a long one, y'all. This voice is shot. Had a late night edition of MLS is back.
They're really working you over at the sporting park.
No one's working me. I'm not working at all.
Children's Mercy.
Hey. I am not working, okay?
You are.
Legally, I am not working.
I'm volunteering.
MLS is back.
My services.
Hartzell is back to work.
10 o'clock kick, Pete. Woo!
So dumb.
My God.
I don't know why that was the case. I tried to watch this game last night.
How long did you make it, Pete?
I made it through the first half. And as the second half was going on, I was one of those things where I was trying to keep these eyeballs open.
Can he get them back on level terms here in the fourth round? Save by Amelia! Buzio to win it for Kansas City. And he has!
Yeah, Tim Amelia is real good at soccer. When it comes to PKs, man, that dude is good. I was trying to think of how the game was going to go. Like, I was driving in super late, and I don't know why it didn't even dawn on me. Like, Hartzell, come on. It's a 10 o'clock kick on a Sunday. You have a show hours away. Of course,
right,
the game was going to go the entire distance. And of course, that game was going to go to penalty kicks, adding another 20 minutes to my drive. But the outcome was exactly how we wanted it, and it was all worth it.
Yeah, pretty quickly here. Vancouver, the Whitecaps, as they're called, they were shorthanded, right? They they were missing top players.
Yeah, they had a whole situation.
Top strikers
with their goalie. They were down the third or fourth string, and
they were down to their third goalie, and he made 36 saves through 90 minutes. Like, you talk about how Tim Melia is good. This new, what is his name? Hassal?
Mm-hmm.
Hassal the Wall is what they're calling him right now.
I didn't know that one. What's more impressive, 33 saves or 33 shots from the other team? Like, from Sporting's perspective, that's a lot of shots, man.
Well, yeah, it ended up just being a case, it looked like to me, of the goalie having an insane night. I don't think there was anything to be worried about when it comes to Sporting, and then they were able to finish in the shootout. What would have been heartbreaking is having the 33 shots and then losing in the shootout. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the shootout, this is another problem that I have with soccer. The shootout is not soccer. It's just a completely different game.
Now, I thought this would be the totally opposite take from you, because I thought for sure, because, you know, usually if this was an MLS regular season game, you'd play stoppage time.
Which
and then
I like.
And then you go into extra time. And then, if it's a playoff situation, then you would go to PKs. I thought for sure that for this tournament, since they were going to bang the in-between and go straight from the regular game to PKs, I thought you'd be more into that.
Here's how it's supposed to make the game quicker. Go. It should be the regular overtime, right?
Okay.
And then if that doesn't work, the regular typical overtime, then
not you, golden ball, by the way. Golden ball means it's first goal wins.
Right.
You're talking about play the
and
extra
then,
time.
Okay, so the extra time's played.
Gotcha.
Still 0-0 after this extra time, right? Oh man, everyone is tired. Now you enter a golden goal situation.
Mm-hmm.
And to expedite that process, every 5 minutes you take a player off of each side.
Oh, okay, because you were adding more time, but if you're going to do the whole taking the player off, now I think I could kind of get into that.
Yeah, because it'll open up the game, and then eventually you'll have it until it's just goalie on goalie.
So you're just basically, you're taking...
If you truly go the distance, it'll be down to each goalie having to figure out how to win.
And then at that point, it's just going to be like a cage fight.
Be awesome.
There'll be no kicking
How
involved.
Awesome would that be?
You really are taking, you're taking the lead from MLB, yeah? You are just loving these new rules in COVID.
Why not?
Trying to speed up this game.
MLB has needed new rules for about 10 years. I mean, this is the marquee organization that just takes too long to change things. And so it's good that they're changing it.
Sporting KC taking on, I believe, Philly on
Thursday.
Thursday, yes.
So 7 p.m.
Which is good because I needed some more time to warm up this voice. I lost it last night. Full disclosure, I don't think I brought it last night. Like,
sure.
It was a fine performance.
Late.
It was late, and we had some technical problems, but I just was...
You're usually in bed by that time.
No.
Well.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Oh,
too early. Happy Monday. But baby! But no, I didn't think I had it, but just...
Right.
I need Thursday to come correct. I will rebuild... Voice will be better. I will say my lineups were excellent. The lineups were really, really good. But other than that, I was super extra. I didn't have it.
I really don't appreciate MLS's back organizing all these games prior to shows because it.
Hey man, what do you think? I'm here, baby. Still got the same outfit from last night.
I'm impressed,
night too.
But
hold on, let me get this on the camera.
Woo! You're showing off the fact that you're wearing the same clothes.
Yeah, I am. Because that's called dedication. KC Morning Host, expect nothing less.
Was it a whiteout
than the
at
finest.
The Sporting Park?
No, I'm just, again.
Children's
I'm just,
Mercy?
I'm just being extra. I'm just.
No,
I'm just
it was no
guy.
Whiteout. It's got like a Michael Jackson look going on right now.
With the tan. Are these wedges? I'm not sure if these count as wedges or not.
Are those Uggs?
They're a boot. It's a suede-like boot.
Chanel. They're Chanel, aren't they?
The Hartzels.
They're Hartzels.
You can't spell art. Without Hartzell. Mm. No, you can't spell Hartzell without art. Jesus. See, I haven't slipped yet.
You're backwards, man.
He's back. How are you, Pete? How was your weekend, buddy?
Pretty good. Pretty low key. I haven't felt comfortable. I'm starting to see people going full ham on just going back out.
I hate it.
I haven't felt comfortable doing that, so I've been laying low, hanging out at the house, watching movies. Again, you know I played a couple games of pickleball. I played two days of pickleball. This past weekend.
Oh man, that's a tour, buddy. That's what that means. You got a little bit of a tour going on. How'd you do?
Still winning more than I'm losing, the partner that I've been playing with, he's starting to get better, so he's starting to beat me a little bit more, which I can't say I love.
Is that making your game better though? You should be getting better.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I'm getting better. I tend to struggle toward the end of the day, which means maybe my stamina isn't where it needs to be. Mm-hmm. So. I'm going to have to run today just to keep that going, and I got a nasty blister on the old foot.
So what happened? Because you had been terrified of the disease, and
right.
Then you did a bit of a 180. You said, F the disease, because you ain't going to let it win. Ain't going to let it beat you.
Right.
Said, mask.
No doubt about that.
What mask?
Mask.
You're an idiot, by the way. Now, it looks like you're taking another turn, huh?
What?
Are you starting to get nervous again? You said that you're starting to get a little concerned because you're.
I don't know if I don't know.
We don't
nervous.
Care anymore. We
yeah,
do not.
I don't
care.
Know if nervous is the right word, but like, I'm not nervous about the disease at all. I don't. I mean, knock on wood, because this is what happens to everybody who gets it. And, but I'm also not ready to just go full 100% back into the world of like your friend texts you, hey, let's go out to
right
X place.
And there was no
now,
in between.
I've been out to eat and I'll sit at the tables because I feel like, you know, they've separated the tables. You wear a mask in when you're moving around in the restaurant, whatever. But I'm not doing one of these happy hours with friends that turns into a whole night that we all have done before. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like that is the safe call at this point still to me.
And nobody had like the nice in between, like at least for my friends, which right. Again, I'm 28, you're 31.
It's like when someone goes from girlfriend to girlfriend without blinking, right? There's nothing worse than that.
Peter, what's today's date so we can do the GD news?
Today is Monday, July 27th. Let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah! There we go. That's all I got left.
That was special.
Let's get one more yell out of the way.
That was a special moment.
That was a little pent-up aggression after that last joke you just told me.
Come on.
I didn't love that.
Come on.
I didn't love that one.
Oh. The power users of the Kansas City Morning Show will understand that one.
That's those who've been with us since day one. Thank you for going on this journey with us, because it has been quite the ride.
Woo. Man, you got some rasp in that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Here we go. Your news break on the KC Morning Show. Heat's ready to go. Let's do on the ones and twos. Let's do that GD news.
Oh,
here
my.
We go.
Oh, my. Trying to.
I'm not going to be upstage.
Trying to take my thunder.
No. Listen, I've been seeing the engagement you've been getting online. People love you freestyling that news.
They do.
And I will not be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. So I thought I'd give you a little bit of a. I don't know what that was, actually.
I'm happy. Look, I've always said this. I'm happy to freestyle, but this style ain't free. Okay.
We don't get free shows, baby. No. They can pay for that kind of content.
All right. So you said you have like a scroll's length of news today, like
it's
a Moses
quick,
length.
It's quick, though. We're going to go from Genesis 16, to Exodus to Leviticus.
17 and 95 stories.
All the way to Revelations, all right? Started off with the book of COVID.
Tracking updates on the coronavirus on both sides of the state line. Missouri reporting more than 1,300 new cases. Kansas is reporting more than 1,000 new cases since Wednesday, with 51 new hospitalizations and 18 new deaths. That's the biggest jump since mid-May. The percentage of positive cases in Kansas up to 11%. Missouri now at 10.8%. You could see it rising there. The rolling 7-day average of positive cases said to be one of the best ways to track the spread of the virus.
So officials said that 15 more people have died as a result of the coronavirus, taking the state's total, and that state is Missouri, BT Dubs, taking the state's total of deaths attributed to the virus to nearly 2,000, 1,197. The St. Louis County continues to be the highest concentration. They've got nearly 11,000 cases, Pete. 10,995. KC, the second highest concentration with 4,785, so nearly 4,800.
I'm shocked at this point that there's people left to get the virus. They just keep increasing. I don't know how. And it just keeps happening. You don't ever hear flatten the curve anymore because I think it just seems impossible.
What's the point, you know?
There's no flattening
the curve. Well, there's definitely a point. We're just not interested in the point is the problem.
I know that Fauci will always say, you got to understand we're still on this first wave of corona. And it's true. It is not broken for the United States yet.
For a health official, he does sound like he smokes tons of cigs, doesn't it? My boy's just housing the darts.
Threw out the first pitch at the Nationals game the other day, and then I went into the stands, and I decided not to wear a mask. Felt I was safe.
He took a picture with the homie that I actually know. My dude Mike was at the game, and Fauci had his. It wasn't all the way off.
Yeah, but did you see my first pitch, though? I hit the warm-up box, the batter's box.
This goes to my hood. Oh, I guess my old hood now.
What's
I guess
that?
Lee Summit.
Lee Summit, man.
Hundreds of teens potentially exposed to COVID-19. And the Jackson County Health Department says a party is to blame. The health department associated 5 confirmed cases with a large gathering in the Lakewood neighborhood of Lee Summit 2 weeks ago. Mm. The county believes up to 200 people were in attendance, and most were between the ages of 14 and 16 years old. The department believes students were from 6 different high schools: Truman, Blue Springs South, Grain Valley, Lee Summit North, and Lee Summit West.
Hey, Titan Pride!
That's a major party. I mean, think back to your high school days. I mean, that was five or six high schools worth of people. That's great.
I never got the invites. So
yeah.
I wouldn't know.
That's tough.
I didn't get cool until like junior year. Because I was new. Me and my twin were new to the district freshman year. We both had fros, so that was like our identifier. They called me Norbit, so that didn't go well.
I like that.
And then we got to track season. We got to really kind of show out. So like, oh, these twins or whatever. But we weren't cool enough that people wouldn't extend the invite.
Right.
It was just more like we were the shiny new toy.
Sure.
But once we got to junior year, I think that's probably when I peaked.
You got your tea and Tamara on at that point.
Did you make a tea and Tamara Mari joke? Did you make a sister joke?
Hey, man. If you know, you know.
I'm mad at it. Let's take it to the General Assembly. We're going to play actually a few different clips with this story. Let's tee it up with this. As you saw weeks ago, Mary Kiewit sent a letter to Governor Mike Parson saying that, hey, we need to have a special assembly to talk about gun violence.
Right.
Missouri will begin a special session on crime. The governor wants to consider things like juvenile certification, witness statement admissibility, witness protection funding, endangering the welfare of a child, and unlawful transfer of weapons.
Okay, so over the weekend, the Kansas City Star, they had uncovered some things that had shown that maybe the mayor's office had known that the troops were coming in before originally thought. You know, Mayor Kiewit said live that he had found out about everything happening the same time that we did. Well, the KC Star said maybe that wasn't the case.
Joining us now, the Democratic mayor of Kansas City, Quentin Lucas. Mayor, you began this year with a commitment that you were going to keep the number of homicides in Kansas City in 2020 below 100. But here we are still in July, and Kansas City has already seen more than 100 murders. How bad is the homicide problem in your city, and how do you explain it?
You know, I think there's a significant challenge in Kansas City and a number of American cities that actually started long before Black Lives Matter protests, long before COVID-19, where we have an increase in homicides, more activity relating to illegal gun trafficking in our communities, and enhanced and increased gang activity. So it's a very significant challenge, one which we have been very honest about with federal officials, our governor, and others, in saying that we want to find a multifaceted approach to how to address it, but we recognize just more patrols isn't necessarily the way.
Mayor Q didn't have a great week. I'll be totally honest with you. He just did not have the best of weeks. My dude does a great job on TV. I mean, he knows how to get that job done. So on July 7th, let's back it up a little bit. All right, this is coming from Mayor Q's Twitter, because people had said, like I said, the KC Star had found out that maybe the mayor's office knew about this before they were letting on. So this is from Mayor Q's Twitter. On July 7th, the U.S. attorney contacted a former assistant U.S. attorney on my staff about a potential new effort by the DOJ. This is Operation Legend. Talks were initiated via text message, which is unusual. They did not include me directly, which is also unusual for a principal-level communication. The U.S. attorney sought quick turnaround on my supports, and it looks like a staffer lacked the operational understanding, timing, detail, or information. Looks like it was put one of those stamps.
Right.
One of those signature stamps were put on without Mayor Q getting the full grasp of what it was that the Trump administration was trying to do. Now, I will say this about Q. Even when he may need to take an L,
sure,
he acknowledges his flaws. You know, and I'm not trying to be like a homer, so you can send your tweets elsewhere.
Right.
But, you know, he did say, and he did the same thing when he got in trouble with the mask, right, or I guess lack thereof.
I was about to say, doesn't he must wish that he's back in the Ozarks at this point?
I continue to feel the manner in which the operation was unveiled, described insufficiently to my office, an effort to gain quick support on an abstract idea where details were known. But to the many critiques, there are many failures which are exclusively my own, says Mayor Q. I should have engaged with the issue from the moment anyone in my universe had an inkling of outside federal support coming to Kansas City. So I talked to him this weekend, I sent him a text. I was like, hey, man, if you need to come on the show, the forum is all yours. It's an issue that has all kinds of different viewpoints. In fact, we have some moms. Some moms took to, I believe, Westport this weekend, just trying to make their demands known.
Transparency, training, and accountability. That's what a group of women are pushing for when it comes to police departments.
Some family, friends, others allies, march down Broadway to hang a banner with demands over the Broadway Bridge.
To demand better for our children, to stand together in alliance, to entreat transparency and training, and to demand a just reckoning for those responsible for the deaths of each of these sons who are commemorated here today.
These demands followed the deaths of Ryan Stokes, Donnie Sanders, Dante Franklin, Cameron Lamb, and Terrence Bridges, all shot and killed by Kansas City police.
I just think that at some point, you're not going to please everybody. You're not going to please everybody, or even maybe anybody on Twitter or social media. So you know what, Mr. Mayor, if you're doing a good job, keep doing a good job. If you got stuff you want to fix, go fix them.
The problem with going on both sides of it, though, is that you're going to upset the other side. And with nowadays and the culture that we live in, each side is waiting for you to slip up in one direction or another. Mm-hmm. And amplify it, because that's how you might go viral or have a sharp-tongued tweet that may be retweeted or whatever. And so the microscope is just so greater amplified. So like the mask thing, that was so stupid, but whatever, it happened. And this, it's just almost like, and again, I don't want to feel like I'm attacking Q, I'm not, but it's just almost like a little bit, probably some people saying just clean it up a little bit, you know, no other way to really say it.
This is an issue that I don't think we're talking enough about. I've had conversations with friends of mine. I've been hospitalized, so I have a group of friends who I was with in there. And so we have conversations back and forth about how mental health in this age of COVID, we just are not. I'm not saying we don't care, because I know there's a lot of us who do, because I've talked to nurses and, like I said, my group chat of people who I was in there with. But I mean, we have had over, 145,000 people die. We have not had one single national day of mourning. We haven't really gotten a chance to get a real grips of what this is going to do psychologically. I mean, there's people who have been, you know, who've been dead for weeks and months now, who have yet to have a funeral. You know, this is going to F us up in ways that I do not think we are ready for, and I don't think we're addressing very well. And I'm happy that we're at least now getting some audio and getting some healthcare officials and providers saying that, hey, we need to take this seriously.
Experts say suicide is a growing concern during the pandemic. Data showing the volume of calls on the rise and the types of calls even more alarming.
So kiddos are doing more serious things to attempt to take their lives.
University of Kansas Health System Mirlach campus that helps kids with mental illness told 41 Action News back in April that they were seeing a decline in patients. They believe the virus was making patients and their families not come in. Now, that's not the case.
Overall, for summertime, our numbers are probably 50% higher than we typically would see.
There's also an increase in calls to the Johnson County Mental Health Hotline.
Crisis line, helping.
We've seen over the last 17 weeks about a 30% increase in the number of calls, both during the day and at night. Let's provide some kindness to one another.
Pete, can you look up the crisis number for me? I want to make sure we give that out on the show. But that is a thing, and this is kind of unrelated to that specific topic. A lot of people who know folks in the situation say, hey, reach out and, you know, call these numbers, and we're going to give you those hotline numbers because they're very, very important. But as someone who's been in that situation, I've tried to take my own life. It's one of those things where my phone was right next to me the entire time, you know, as I was laying in bed not trying to do anything.
Right.
It wasn't like I didn't have the resources to look up how to get help. A lot of it, it's going to be on us who can reach out, check up on the homies, gas up the homies. If you see somebody or you hear something or you read something that doesn't seem right, don't pry if you think that's not the right way to handle it. But maybe just send a text and be like, hey, you good? What's going on? Because we're glossing over all of this. And I am just so nervous that even after we get through this thing, maybe we get the vaccine and everything is, you know, happy days are here again. Think about all these kids, man. Think about these high schoolers who didn't have prom, you know, who didn't have graduation, who may not have a normal college, because who knows how long this thing's going to be going on. So we've just got to...
Right, classes are all online.
We've got to get this figured out.
888-279-8188.
One more time.
888-279-8188. That's for Missouri.
And there's a lot of great apps now that I've been using, too. A lot of really great free apps, like therapy apps that get you in contact with actual therapists across the line. You can do it all wirelessly and virtually. So if you're at that point where you feel like you can reach out, you're comfortable reaching out, please do. And if you want to do it more anonymously, if you're more millennial and want to just text people,
right,
do that too. Because we got a lot of work to do on that one. primary poll workers. We're trying to get these elections staffed, man, because we got the August 4th primaries coming up. You got the general in November. I don't know if you heard this, people. It's a fairly important election. I don't know if you've heard about this.
I have.
And in Corona, you know, a lot of those election workers are older, you know, let's be honest with you. And so a lot of them can't come and help this time. And so trying to fill the need for poll workers in this election season.
A lot of people are expected to head to the polls for the August primary as well as the November general election. But because of this pandemic that we're still in the middle of, some of those familiar faces that have been at the polls for many years may not be showing up. However, there are still a few who are deciding to stick around, and they'll be joined by some new workers who are stepping up to fill the gap, such as some recent retirees and college students. Before Election Day, the main goal is going to be to make sure that everyone, old and new, is trained and ready.
In June was the first time we have ever attempted online training, and it was hugely successful. We were amazed at how many of even our older judges were able to get on with their computers and do the online training and take the quizzes, and they did great.
So some good news, Pete, an update already, an immediate update to that story. It appears like they are pre-staffed for this first round. So the primaries in August looks like we're pretty good to go.
Like it.
November, not so much.
A little colder.
If you can spare some time, I believe there's even some local officials who are trying to give you guys some pay raises if you want to volunteer.
I like that.
So yeah, do some research on that. I'm a history nerd. I kind of love this thing. I'm thinking about volunteering myself, but again, I want to, but I mean, how thick is this mask? Like how thick does this mask go?
Somebody needs to. Do you know what? You'd rather people vote than not vote.
You're right. I'll be a patriot. Peter P. Swing the P stands for Patriot Pete.
Sometimes you just gotta double mask it, man.
I'm not going to go there, Pete. It's too early for that. I can't do it. Let's go to Peter U. Sween. The U stands for unemployed.
Rolling up to Capitol Hill for a working Saturday, the president's top negotiators on the next COVID relief package expect to present a Republican plan Monday. A critical issue, how much will the federal government add to state unemployment benefits? As the $600 emergency payments to 20 million jobless Americans expire within days. Today, Secretary Mnuchin called for a different formula.
We're not going to use taxpayer money to pay people more to stay home. We've talked about approximately 70% wage replacement.
Mnuchin said he is talking with Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who is fighting to extend the $600 payments.
Everybody wants to talk about being family friendly. Let's not squawk about $600.
Just want to throw this out here. I'm gonna throw it out there. If you don't want it, you can throw it right back at me, or you can catch it. But the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who said the whole "we're not gonna pay you to sit at home," just want to throw this out here that his net worth is $300 million. So, it's gonna throw that out there. Somebody's telling me that I'm a lazy asshole.
He's got a couple bucks.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, we are in the pandemic, sir. It's not you're not paying us to stay home. You're paying us to flatten the curve that you don't seem to give an F about.
He doesn't care.
I was insulted by that comment, to be honest with you. I was legitimately upset.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of Trump bucks. Don't get me wrong. Like, I've given him credit. But when you got this, almost said a bad word. When you got this guy saying stuff like that, it's insulting to the millions of people.
You just gotta push through the minutia.
Thank you for that, because I was about to get real angsty on that one. So thank you for pulling me off the ledge.
I saw that.
This one's a bummer. Big old bummer. I grew up watching this man, as did a lot of us grow up watching this man. Who didn't remember the days when you got a chance to stay home when you're sick, you're a little baby Swing, little baby H Love. That was me. And got a chance to watch.
Man, you weren't cool when you were younger, starting to become more and more clear to me.
You used to watch The Price is Right. I'm going to move on from what you just said. You used to watch The Price is Right, maybe The Young and the Restless, but also a staple when you're staying home sick, having yourself a little bowl of Cap'n Crunch.
Pops.
Was watching Regis and Kathy Lee, or just watching Regis. Regis was the best.
I would not like you to meet Regis Philbin.
Coming up next on the premiere edition of Live with Regis and Kathy Lee.
Here are Regis Philbin and Kelly Ripa.
Welcome to America's Got Talent.
Which of these U.S. presidents appeared on the television series Laugh-In?
Richard Nixon, that's my final answer.
He's won $1 million!
Thank you very much for these great years together. God bless you all, and I hope I see you again real soon. Thanks, everybody.
I feel like Regis is one of those guys you just didn't think was ever going to go. I put him in that same club as, you know, Betty White.
You thought he was going to live forever.
Yes, my final answer was yes, he would have. And I hated seeing that alert on the phone the other day. And I didn't even know anything about him being sick or anything like that. It came as a bit of a surprise. But yes, RIP. Gone but not forgotten.
Fun fact, Regis Philbin, distant cousin of my grandmother.
For real?
Maiden name Philbin, yeah.
Whoa! How are you guys taking this news? You taking it okay?
I'm fine, yeah.
Okay.
That's all right.
Let's go to a little bit more positive, shall we?
Sure.
Let's make it a positivity with even a mask involved, because that can be, you can still have a good time with wearing a mask. You can still work out.
Not possible.
Wearing a mask, you can still run.
All this is impossible.
Wearing a mask, you can even go 22 miles in a mask, according to this guy. In fact, not according, he did it. He ran it.
I think trying on watching these videos, point's pretty much been proven now. Cloth face masks, you're not going to drop your oxygen levels. And the worst thing you get is an irritating bit of wet cloth flapping in your face.
There you go, my dude.
Can you say a little bit of white claw on his face?
White cloth.
White cloth.
Not white claw.
Got it.
I mean, although it would take you to be white claw wasted to do 22 miles in a mask, though. I can already tell.
22 miles.
That's my guy in the UK. He ran it. Say, hey.
Something else.
Ain't nothing to worry about.
You're in the UK, man. Soccer's started up. The pubs are open. Go get out there.
See, they also did it right. You know, that's the thing. Maybe it's a little bit different.
I have some friends in the UK that I work with because of the companies being so vast and... And he says that they didn't do it right, but it's just a smaller country.
Have they looked at us? What are they saying about us?
I can only imagine.
I just am more impressed they did 22 miles with or without a mask. I couldn't do two.
Yeah. I've run a marathon before.
No, you haven't.
I have.
No, on what video game?
I did. I ran 5 years ago.
Really?
6 years ago, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in a mask. At the time, you didn't need a mask.
I rescind my shade.
Back in the days before Corona.
Oh, man. Many moons ago. Many moons ago. This is actually another positive story. It's going to start off kind of weird and maybe kind of sad, but it takes an awesome turn. A reporter at a TV station in Tampa, this is Victoria Price, she found out that she had thyroid cancer. Now, that part's a bit of a bummer, but how she found out was encouraging, and because she was able to find it out pretty quick, maybe we can get some treatment for Miss Price.
In June, I got this somewhat cryptic email. Please have your thyroid checked. Reminds me of my neck. Mine turned out to be cancer. So I called my doctor, and a month later, turns out mine is too. More overwhelming than the diagnosis, however, is the outpouring of love and support I've received since then. We may be in the midst of a global health crisis, but please don't neglect your own health. I was just lucky a guardian angel was looking out for me.
So that's one of those stories, Pete, where even, 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, you know, if I was someone who was on an app, you know, or just a social media app and reached out to a celeb about anything, the chance of you getting a response is pretty slim to none.
Right.
But the last few years, man, how many times have you seen stories like these where someone who's watching the news or watching insert media notices that something doesn't look right and they reach out to the host or whatever and it turns out to be concerning and it turns out that these people may have saved each other's lives. So as much as we S on social media and things going viral and viral loads and all that stuff, it is nice when it works out for the good. And so we hope that, Victoria, hope that she has a speedy and healthy, awesome recovery.
Yeah.
Let's finish it. What do you want first? You want some bunny action or you want Tom Hanks radio? Which one do you want first?
Tom Hanks, of course.
Tom Hanks, ballpark Franks? No, Pete. More like ballpark Hanks.
Love it.
Hot dog! Colossal hot dog! Hot dog's here! Colossal hot dog! It's not a ball game without a hot dog. Who wants a hot dog? Hot dog here! Hot dog! Colossal hot dog! Colossal dogs, hot dog.
So you're going to be hearing that if you're going to, well, I guess none of us are going to a game, but the players for the Oakland A's, they're going to be hearing the sweet sounds of Mr. Tom Hanks. The Oakland A's got Tom to record some amusing audio as a stadium vendor, and they're going to be using it as part of their fake crowd noise for their home games. Now that I like. Now this whole putting a poster of me in a seat,
yeah,
super dumb.
No, come on.
Super stupid.
Well, it's dumb for you to be in the seat because as the audience knows, if they've been listening for a long time, you like to just tailgate and leave. And so you would never be in the seat anyway.
Yeah, no lies detected on that statement. You're right.
At this point, I mean, you got to keep it as realistic as possible.
No, it's just silly looking.
Leave that cardboard cutout of hearts on the parking lot.
It's where it belongs.
That's right.
It looks so silly, though, because I was watching the Royals this weekend. I was watching a bunch of MLB this weekend. And, you know.
Really?
I was.
Baseball man.
Once I saw a foul, I knew it was time for me to get in the game. Basically what happened, right? You'd never be a foul ball, and they'd show these pictures of the cardboard cutouts. I just thought it looked so silly. But what I do like is this. I like crowd noise. It's fun. Because I'll be real, I don't know if I love the fake noise in general.
Right.
It's just...
They had it on the soccer game last night.
I don't love it. Like, let's just acknowledge what's happening.
Right.
It's just... You can't suspend my disbelief, because I'm looking at what's happening, and I know what's happening. It's almost like you're insulting my intelligence.
They had fake fans on Fox Baseball this weekend.
Hate it. Absolutely hate it.
Whatever. People are trying to make it as authentic as they can. Baseball struggles enough. I'm not gonna hate on them.
No matter what we do in the history books, this year we'll always have an asterisk by it. So let's just play this thing like it's an empty arena match. Okay.
Right.
Let's just do it. And we don't have to. Why be pretending?
Right.
Why be pretending? Let's wrap it up with this, Pete. A birthday.
Oh.
A birthday for the Bugs
Bunny.
Have to,
man. It's early. November. I'm November.
Oh no, it's not always about you, Pete.
Oh gosh.
No,
okay.
And this situation's about.
But I appreciate it.
Bugs Bunny.
I did recently celebrate a half birthday.
Oh well, did you and Bugs get a cake together?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Bugs has turned 80, so he gets his own.
Oh
cake.
My god.
Bugs Bunny, man, is a grizzled veteran.
Decrepit.
What's up, Doc? It's a wabbit down here, and I'm trying to catch him.
What do you mean, a wabbit?
Wabbits, wabbits. You know, with big, long ears.
Oh, like these?
Yeah.
Now, don't spread this around. But, confidentially, I am a wabbit!
The first official Bugs Bunny cartoon that was called A Wild Hare debuted July 27th, 1940. That featured Bugs outsmarting that old crazy Elmer Fudd for the
Elmer
very
Fudd.
First time.
Trying to kill him for 80 years.
Looney Tunes or... Okay, here, let's back it up. Okay. Looney Tunes or Sesame Street?
I was probably more a Sesame Street man.
I think I was the same too.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon or Disney?
I was a Nick guy.
Oh, I was a Disney guy.
Yeah, the Disney kids are always just, you know, they're more into like the theater and... Wasn't for me. If you were cool, you were watching Nickelodeon.
Take me to a sweet, Pete.
Okay. Coming up next, sports.
How dare you? How dare you? I'm right next to you. How dare you?
Sports is next.
How dare you, sir?
Hey, sports.
Welcome into sports.
Sports!
Hi. We already covered sporting and news. They got the win. It was 3-1 in the shootout, so that was good. Mm-hmm. Chiefs, camp is kind of beginning. Nobody really knows what the hell's going on because no media is allowed. But aside from training camp, late Friday night, the starting right guard, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, became the first player to opt out of the 2020 NFL season. As everyone knows by now, I think in Kansas City, he has his medical degree from McGill University. He is instead planning to stay in Montreal to continue as an orderly on the front lines against the COVID-19 pandemic. The joke here, obviously, is that he just wants to stay in Canada because the U.S. has messed this up so badly.
Also not a bad reason.
But here's Andy Reid talking about how proud he is of LDT.
I'm a huge Larry Duvernay-Tardif fan. So and I also was raised by a doctor. So I understand the dedication that it takes to be a doctor. We're all blessed to have doctors in our lives. They're givers. They're not takers. They're givers. And they're healers, so they want the best for you. And so Larry has that quality.
That was beautiful, Andy. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so Andy Reid throwing his support behind LDT. Chiefs will have to figure out what to do.
Man, good on him. That's amazing. Did you see any of that coming? Was there any inklings, or did that hit you?
Well, he had been working as an orderly this
right.
offseason.
Right.
I didn't think that. No, when you're the Super Bowl champions, and I didn't think he would sit out this year. I thought he would come back.
I mean, that's awesome, though. Good on him.
But he said, and this will hit home. He goes, if I'm to take risks, I will do it caring for patients. So.
Okay, well, the Walter Payton Man of the Year, I think we just got that wrapped up.
People are trying to say that already. What folks don't realize is it's just like this huge voting thing where every team has a person they nominate, so you can't just give it to somebody.
Oh, no. This time, we've got a winner.
I hope that he is the nomination for the Chiefs. We'll see. Chiefs rookies and quarterbacks have gotten going. That includes Patrick Mahomes. Tyreek Hill and Chris Jones made waves last week when they were promising like 5 and 6 titles. So I asked Patrick Mahomes about that on Saturday.
You love the guys have the goals and they want to be in Kansas City for a long time and that they want to win championships and they don't want to be average. They want to be great every single year. But I think other than that, I mean, you know these guys and how they're talking other than just the quotes that they're talking about the day-to-day process. They're talking about how hard it is to be on the top, to get to the Super Bowl. If you look at our season, this last season, we had a lot of adversity, a lot of ups and downs throughout the season and in the playoffs. And so I think the guys have that mindset that they have those long-term goals. They know that they're going to have to go out there every single day and prove that. They're going to have to go out there with the mindset to be great every single day. And if they go through that process every single day, they'll never have any regrets at the end of their career.
Well, Mahomes just continues to say the right thing every time. Mm-hmm. Chiefs veterans reportedly began testing on Saturday, 21-day ramp-up period upcoming. Practice isn't supposedly starting until day 16, and this is the gray area. We don't really know what's going on. So as media right now, just kind of waiting for the Chiefs to tell us when they will allow us to talk to players via Zoom. I might be doing my entire job, I think, for my home office this year.
Man, I've been working from home forever, and by working, I mean I just stay home. And it's just the best. You're going to love it. Question for you, Pete.
Yeah.
Why has anyone had a discussion about having the NFL play in a bubble type deal like the NBA or MLS?
I just think there's too many players. You got 80 guys on each team.
Because as much as I don't love the idea of like us just jumping in playing sports all at once,
right,
it does seem that the bubble's kind of working a little bit. They're getting tests like 3 times a week.
There's
though,
no cases that came out of the NBA initially, right?
Right.
There were 6 cases out of the NFL last night. The Chiefs had a guy that went on the list, but undrafted free agent. So no one of note right now, someone who wasn't going to make the team. But he gets isolated now, and now he has to pass tests to come back. And they're doing their version of the bubble, but Andy Reid actually talked about that a lot on Saturday, and it's a good question.
Yeah,
and he essentially said,
"Thanks, Pete."
What the players do when they leave is just as important as they do at the facility, because when you're at the facility, Brett Veach, the GM, called it one of the safest places in the world because it's just you're getting tested, you have all these contact tracers where people are tracking who you're in contact with. So if one person gets it, they know they have to test X people. The thing is, yeah, these guys are young. They're in their 20s. There's fun things to do in Kansas City that aren't safe at this point.
I was going to say, like, even in Atlanta, like going to a strip club.
Exactly. I like out of the NBA. But yes, so we'll see how it goes. I think they are looking at it as the bubble's a non-option because there's just too many people per team. I mean, gotcha. You think about the amount of people. You'd probably be, with staffing and everything, you'd probably be over 100 people per team.
Yeah.
32 teams. You know, where are you going to do that? Anyway, long way to go. We'll see how it goes. We'll keep you updated.
I'm sure Chicken and Pickle would host them.
Yes.
No questions asked.
I love that place. Frank Clark was named the 95th best player on the NFL Top 100 last night. Mitch Schwartz will probably be snubbed, as they say. The Royals, woo! Baseball is back.
Lemonade, woo!
Not a good start for them.
Better than
losing every game. They started the season 1-2 against the Cleveland Indians. They couldn't pick up the series win on Sunday. I was excited. I was like, oh, maybe the Royals will win this game. No, they lost 9-2.
But Greg Holland, though, huh?
Back in the game. The bright spot of the series was game 2 when Brady Singer, the phenom, supposedly, for the Royals. He struck out 7 in his debut. 3-2 win. Greg Holland, as Hartzell mentioned, came in for the save. So throwing it back. Royals start 4 games in Detroit tonight. Every game this week, Monday to Thursday, is at 6:05 p.m. Mike Montgomery versus Michael Fulmer tonight. Good to have the Royals back on. I love watching a little bit of baseball. I love listening to it on the to-and-fro pickleball, hearing Denny Matthews on the call, even though they're not winning. This is a key point, though. I mean, you had a decent start to last season, and then the Royals end up going like 2-10, and then it was over. Like, you can't do that now. So I hope they can rebound tonight, make a series of it against Detroit, and we'll catch you up with where they're at on Wednesday. And that's it.
That's all we got, huh? That's a hell of a sports block, Pete.
Yeah. Thank you. Even though you took one of my stories, I was still able to rally and give you a good sports block. So that's good. You want some events for Monday, Tuesday?
I would love.
All right. Welcome in to Monday events. The Chef's Secret to Seared Meats, Pan Sauces, and Risotto. That's happening at the Culinary Center of Kansas City. Goes from 6:30 to 9 tonight. Chef Richard McPeak. So there you go. Register online, and the ticket link is kcculinary.resclick.com. Independence is having free COVID testing, Hartzell. So if you can fight through the thunderstorm.
Why'd you say that like? Why are you saying that like that?
I don't know. You just you might have COVID, and so
just gonna flat out say it. Okay.
In Independence, you can get a free test noon to 3 p.m. today. Jackson County Health Department is putting that on. Cocktails for a Cause. We said it began in Westport, Kansas City this weekend. It will continue through the week until August 1st, raising funds for First Hand Foundation. Portion of the cocktails will go to them. So if you can throw on a mask, head down to Westport, Kelly's, Char Bar, Harpo's, Mickey's, Green Room, Johnny Caws, and the Shot Stop Bar and Grill.
Is that a new one? Oh, was
I don't even know what that is.
What happened to us, Pete?
What happened
to us, man?
Royals Blood Drive. Gamber Community Center today at 10 a.m. So if you have blood, a lot of our listeners do have blood. So
I've heard.
I want to give it.
Ooh.
You can.
Little Umbrella Remix.
Tomorrow, if you want to get some produce, Hartzell, Lanexa's Farmer's Market is happening.
I need that. My fridge is depressing.
Of course, hosted by the city of Lanexa, the Kansas government. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Oh, that's plenty. I could make one or two or three trips.
We don't even have a show on Tuesday, so that's good. Lunch discussion tomorrow on Thursday with Amy Kligman, the Charlotte Street Foundation. Ooh. She is doing the Northeast Kansas City Chamber of Secret Commerce is having a lunch discussion. So if you have any questions, you can find the information on Facebook. She's providing updates on Pendleton Arts Block and Charlotte Street's new space at 333 Wyoming, the mural project. Some Kansas City arts in your life.
Gotcha.
And then tomorrow, Hartzell, I picked this event just for you. QPS Kansas City, Walk-In Tuesdays, open interviews. Tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. They are hiring for various positions in Kansas City. So if you're worried about money running out, You walk in, you get a job.
Can you send me that link, please? Thank you.
You're good to go. I don't even know what they staff, but they staff.
It doesn't matter.
They staff jobs.
Send me the link. Doesn't matter.
So if you are concerned and you're wondering about your job and everything like that, furloughs and whatnot, they are doing walk-ins.
In fact, I need you just to cut this event off because you're giving away too many opportunities,
tomorrow,
man.
Tomorrow at 9 a.m.
You're giving away my job, Pete.
QPS Kansas City. So there
JK,
you go.
Go get that money, man. And get that money, y'all.
That is it. That's it for events and sports and everything. But I hope you enjoyed your time here on the KC Morning Show.
You like this one?
If you have an event or a note for us, kcmorningshow@gmail.com. You
can I'm getting a second win now.
The KC Morning Show at Instagram.
Vote for us on the Pitch Awards, baby.
KC Morning Show everywhere else.
We're on social media.
We come to you from the Unlabeled Music Services in Westport. That's it.
That's it, huh?
Yep.
Good little show. Yeah. Thank you for carrying the show, because I may have just woken up about five minutes ago.
I was carrying the show. You were carrying the show. So how about
in a different world, a different age, I would have went after you on that one, Pete.
Oh, come on,
that was excellent.
Thanks, man.
That was excellent. All right, Pete, what are you doing tonight? What are you doing tomorrow? What am I going to see you do on the internet that I'm going to probably yell at you for? Because you're not going to be wearing a mask.
Check out arrowheadpride.com for Chiefs coverage. And you know, on the streets, I'll be playing some pickleball, as you know.
There you go.
Because I'm obsessed now.
It goes hard in the paint. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete at Hartzell 965.
Stay out of the kitchen.
At PG Swain, give me a letter, baby boy.
M.
M. M. Peter. M swinging. The M stands for man. A manly man. I'll gas you up, Pete.
I am a man.
The KC Morning Show.
A man with a mask. My name's Hartzell. Pete, say goodbye.
Smell you.